The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit coming to Fort Pierce, January 23rd and 24th. Here's featured speaker Dr. Dennis Brown telling you why you need to be there.
This is not an ordinary conference. You know, we are programmed for time or calendar or alarm clock. But God is slowing us down. God is slowing you down to move from the chrono spot to the Kairos. In the cool of the day to make his divine visitation. And I believe this conference is a Kairos moment where God is going to have a divine visitation to rearrange, realign again, and reset our marriages, our home, reset the man in his mandate to operate, manifest, and demonstrate what God have called us to be from the beginning, to have dominion, to have that kingdom culture and that kingdom governance. You can't miss this. It's transformational. It's going to move you to another dimension that you have never been before, where you're going to be seeing things that you have never seen, and you're going to be doing things that you have never done, and you will be going places that you have never gone. Just like God said, the Lord says to Joshua, you have never been this way before. You gotta be there. You gotta be there.
The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, January 23rd and 24th, Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tcmenssummit.com. Don't miss it.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Okay. Today I'm going to talk to you, we're continuing in our study on the power of your confession, the power of confession. It's so powerful, the Bible says in Proverbs 18:21 that in the power of your tongue is life and death. Think about it a moment. Life and death in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So I want to talk to you about what I've entitled high frequencies. High frequencies. Many want to wear the crown, but don't have the character to carry the weight of the crown. So God has to develop the character. If we're going to continue in high places, or many that are ascending into higher places, higher realms of God, you have to be prepared by God. You don't just one day, you know, overnight wonder. You'll be overnight success and then an overnight miss. It'll ruin you. And our Father is faithful to us not to place upon us anything that we cannot bear. Sometimes he will withhold blessing because he knows you're not ready to bear it. You receive the blessing, then if you're not prepared, pride will get in there. You'll start looking down on other people. Or you start comparing yourself to other people. And you get into competitions and fleshly struggles and keeping up with the Joneses. And no one can tell you anything anymore. I got mine. Where yours at? So God has to prepare you. That's what struggles are for. If you understand that, it's not something that's relegated to you forever. Israel was brought out of Egypt into the wilderness, but the wilderness wasn't permanent. They just prolonged it. The wilderness could have been 11 days, but they had too much Egypt in them. Too much Egypt was in them. See, and that's the issue many times with children of God. Too much worldliness. And I don't mean you still frequent the nightclubs and all that. I hope not. But, you know, I don't mean that. I just mean worldly thinking. You are afraid of what the world is afraid of. You fear their fear.
Amen.
You're moved by politics.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what moves you. That's the, you know, you got all your chips in one, you know, all your apples in one bag. You know, just staunch Democrat or staunch Republican. You dye blue or you dye red. I'm reminded of what Jesus said once to his disciples. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world.
Amen.
If it were, my disciples would fight."
Amen.
Now, I don't mean to take that out of context. But, you know, well, I ain't gonna ever vote. Do your due diligence as a citizen.
Amen.
You better pay your taxes.
Amen.
Right? Or else they coming for your stuff. So I don't mean that, but there's a higher frequency. And you have to understand something. The higher you go, the more higher frequencies there are of God and of the devil.
Amen.
I want to show you that in a demonstration and in the word of God. All right? So we're going to get into a bit of the quantum physics science, and don't think it's not science, is not in opposition to faith.
Amen.
It's not. It's just that, you know, unredeemed or unregenerated minds, they skew a lot of things. They hide a lot of things. They try to make things fit that don't fit. Evolution.
Amen.
You know, man coming from ape. No, they don't understand the Big Bang Theory. They think it just evolved through this, that, and the other. It's crazy stuff.
Amen.
No, in the beginning, God said. God said, that's the bang.
Yes, sir.
God spoke.
Amen.
Boom. So what we want to take a look at beginning with this is, here's a chart here first. Let me start. This has to do with your mouth.
Amen.
And this really, we really want to ingrain this into our spirit. You can choose life or you can choose death. This is what things look like on the quantum level. This is what it looks like when nobody's looking at it. Jesus talked about this when there were no microscopes. No high power, well, you couldn't look on that level. But Jesus spoke and said, you know, if you say to this mountain, Jesus taught these principles, even though they didn't have the technology. He already knew. He created all this. But this is what atoms and quarks and superstrings and all that stuff look like on the quantum level when nobody's looking. This is what happens when somebody looks at it. They begin to take form. Okay? Let's keep that in mind. Every word you speak has a electromagnetic signature. And it's a signature. Every word you speak is writing something. It's a signature. It's putting your signature out.
Amen.
Now the thing about the high frequencies, the heavenly place that Jesus talks about, where we are raised up in our spirit there, the beings in the heavenly realm are on another frequency. They're not of the earth. They're not earthly. You know, when I talk about beings there, we're talking about angels, both the host of heaven and fallen angels. They're in that heavenly realm. Okay? So let me give you an example of how some saints, and they're saints, they ain't ain'ts, they're saints, but they traffic sometimes in wrong places. Let's take Peter in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus asked the question, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Right? And they all said, you know, different ones, Jeremiah, Isaiah, you know, a prophet. He said, "Who do you say?" Peter said, "You are the Christ." Jesus knew right away that he had received a frequency. A heavenly frequency. He said, "This is flesh and blood. This is not a carnal frequency. This is a heavenly frequency. My Father showed you this. Huh? And then it changed Peter right there, or the Lord prophesied what Peter would be. Because in that same chapter, a little later on, Jesus began to disclose to him a little deeper stuff. And Peter went and grabbed the Lord, turned him around and said, I ain't letting this happen to you. This is not going to happen to you. And what did Jesus say? Get thee behind me, Satan. Just as he had received a frequency from the Father, he got a frequency from the high place from the devil. So see, you got saints that are like that. You got to watch them. Because they'll be telling you the truth one moment, then they'll be at you. Amen. Fiery darts. Amen. You got to watch. You know, see, sometimes the enemy has an egress in people's lives. Yeah. From childhood trauma or from something or other, but he has access. You got to watch people like that. Don't hate on them. Love them. Amen. Pray for them. Treat them right. Amen. But guard your heart. Because given the right situation, you ain't looking, here come the devil. Shah! Amen. And then you messed up. Now you drawn into the carnal realm. Now you arguing and fussing over nothing. Amen. Holy Spirit gone, Jesus gone, Father gone. Where y'all at? They done left. Why? Because you're in the flesh. You're in strife now. That's the devil pulling you to his turf. Amen. But see, those things take place in the high places. Amen. All things are made of atoms. Okay? All things. The chair you're sitting on, the paper you're writing on, the clothes you're wearing, you are. Amen. Everything's made up of the same thing. They are so small you can't see their movement. But tell somebody, that chair you're in is moving. Everything is moving. Everything has a frequency, a vibration. The point is, everything has a frequency of vibration. Different vibrations, just like different sounds. You know, different radio waves and radio stations. You know, at the airport, the guys that bring the planes in, they have to bring the planes in different heights and altitudes and stuff so there's no crashes and things. But everything has a frequency of vibration. Everything. When you have a frequency of vibration. Your car has a frequency of vibration. Everything has a natural frequency.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In the rise of the remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the various guys above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. Now, wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.